A few years back, I started noticing something strange in my yard. I live in rural North Carolina, and there are lots of unexpected things in the soil out here. But this topped everything I'd ever encountered. Strange, shovel-headed flatworms. Fast, sleek, and predatory. Carnivores that feed on earthworms, slugs, and sometimes each other.
Ugh. And you saw what a lot of other people were seeing in their own yards.
They're disgusting. They look like a hammerhead shark, a leech, and a piece of linguine had a baby.
I live in North Raleigh, where I have seen probably half a dozen of these over the course of the last few years.
A lot of people might think you could cut them with a shovel, but that will just double their population.
I did not recognize them at first as anything I'd ever seen before, and found out they were a nuisance.
They're an invasive species. Yeah, they're nasty little creatures.
Invasive species.
Yeah, that's an all-encompassing description for animals, plants, and insects that cause environmental or economic harm, or that pose a threat to human health. Of course, it's our own darn fault these worms are even here.
Right, because these species like to catch a ride with us humans as we travel the globe for various reasons. Sometimes we bring them with us on purpose, or sometimes they sneak into cargo ships, or, in the case of hammerhead worms, exotic potted plants.
They don't swim, they don't fly, so how is it possible that they are everywhere around the world? It's because they were moved by human activity. They are generally moved with plants in pots. So man is responsible for the expansion of his species everywhere.
So now we've got fire ants, feral hogs,
and so many more creatures that now call the South home. When they do major damage, it sometimes makes headlines, but they're also changing our world in other ways. And experts are having to get really creative in order to better understand them and help mitigate the harm they do.
So in ant research, we sometimes put a paint mark on the ant body in order to mark them. And it just occurs to me, why not put the ants into a paint and let the ants do the painting?
Your grotesque worm discovery has led us down so many rabbit holes of science and history. There are some fascinating stories around many of these species.
And that's what we'll explore on Creep, a new podcast from North Carolina Public Radio, hosted by me, Elizabeth Friend.
And me, Laura Pelliser. We're journalists and science nerds who love a good story.
Subscribe to Creep on your favorite audio app so you never miss an episode. And expect to get to know the changing world around us a little better.